KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The title of our lesson today is The Soul. The soul is the most vital part of your being. It is you. And the soul belongs to God, not ourselves. In today's lesson, we want to reveal knowledge to you about what the soul is. I know we think we know what the soul is, but in this lesson, we want to show you exactly what the soul is. We want to give you insight, knowledge, and information that will undoubtedly increase your work efforts on your soul. And it will also give you some guidelines according to the scriptures so that you can live in complete obedience to the will of God and the obedience of God. There will be no questions about how you should live after we get through with this message. You won't have any questions about how you should live your life. It's so important for you to know that we have a soul, we have a body, and we have a spirit. And the soul has to spend eternity somewhere. We know that our soul is us. It's who we are. And we have to make sure that we preserve our soul by doing the things that God has called us to do. Through this message, I pray that God will open your eyes and the eyes of your understanding so that you can know what he wants us to know concerning our soul. And we know that anytime we pray, seeking God and asking him to reveal himself to us, we know he will. And that's what we have to do. We need him in our business. We need him in everything that we do and say. We need God to help us to fight this good fight of faith. And when Satan comes in like a flood, stealing, killing, deceiving, blocking us from receiving our blessings and promises that we know that are already been provided and given to us by God, we need God's help. We need his help. And he will show us, he will show us, you know, how we should possess our vessels in holiness. These are the things that we need God to show us and show up in us. We need him to show us where we're going and the things that we must do to correct ourselves. Praise the Lord. We need correction. And the only way we're going to get it is through the Word of God. Sometimes we get on the wrong path, we get on the wrong track, and we can't see, you know, how to get back on track. You know, when we have these problems, myriads of problems that's coming in our life, well, let me tell you, all of us will come up against stumbling blocks, but we have to know this one thing, this one perfect fact, the way to our complete success is through the soul. The soul is our mirror. If we take some time and if we sit down, I'm talking to the church, if we sit down and we look at our life, we will be able to see whether we're living according to the scripture, you know, or whether we're not. Let's begin to learn what the soul is. We're going to give you some scripture, and we're going to be talking about what the soul is. In Ezekiel 18:4, the Lord is talking to Ezekiel, and he says in verse 4, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth shall die." From the scriptures, we learn that we have a soul, that we belong to God, and if we sin, our soul will die. You know, so we want to keep these scriptures in mind. Keep that scripture, Ezekiel 18 and 4, in mind as we continue this lesson. And we're going to give you a definition of what the soul means. We know, like I stated previously, we have a soul, we are a spirit, and we live in a body. We are triune in nature, meaning we consist of three parts in our existence. We have been designed perfectly by God, just like Him, in His own image. We have always heard people say that when we die, our bodies will go to the ground, our soul goes back to heaven, and our spirit goes to God. But most of us don't really know what the soul is. The soul consists of the mind, the thoughts, the intellect, which is our thinking, our reasoning ability, how we acquire knowledge, our mental capacity. All this is what our soul consists of. It consists of the will. We have a free will, saints of God. It consists of the will. It consists of our feelings, our emotions, and all that you consist of what you are made of, this is you, and it's called your soul. Now you can see how complex we are. We're not just some old Joe or some old Sarah Jane. God wonderfully made us. We need to stop trying to cheapen ourselves by how we act. You know, some people act pitiful, they act crazy, they act all kinds of ways. So let's not cheapen ourselves by how we act, how we perform, or the lack thereof. You know, we're God's children. We are royal priesthood. We're from a royal family. We are a peculiar people. We are fashioned in God's own image. We are His workmanship, which is, workmanship means the art of the skill. You see what kind of skill He put in us and what kind of art that He put in us when we look at what the soul is made of. We can do, and that's why He said we can do all things, because He put everything in us. The degree of skill in which a product is made or a job is done, that's the workmanship of it. And He put some great workmanship in us when He made us, when He gave us a mind, a body, and a soul. God created man in the book of Genesis. Let's read where He created man. In chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 27. And He said, God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. We were made in the likeness and in His image. David said in Psalms 139 and 14, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works. See, marvelous are the works of God. We are the workmanship of God. And there's nothing evil about us when we make those changes. See, Adam and Eve sinned, so we all came under sin. But when we make those changes and we begin to transform ourselves back into the way we were before Adam sinned, we were wonderfully made. We was fearfully and wonderfully made. We was marvelous, you know? And God said marvelous was His works when He made us. And that my soul knoweth right well. That's what David says. his soul know that right well. And saints of God, we have to get to where our soul know that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. And God is a marvelous and a great God. We have to know these things in order to correct ourselves. How does our soul know this like David's soul knew it? Because of knowledge from the Word of God. Everything that we get is going to be from the knowledge of God. That's why it's so important that we begin to read about what the soul is and know what God says about the soul and how we need to transform and change ourselves. And our soul gives us the ability, we're still talking about the soul, it gives us the ability to learn, understand, a mind wherewith we can think with, formulate opinions, and encompass all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, just like our Father. Everything that we need, we can get it from the Word of God. God will give us of His wisdom, of His knowledge, and of His understanding. He will increase us more and more, but we have to press in and begin to do the things that God would have us to do. When we know ourselves, we can see what we need to fix. We can correct ourselves, be guided effectively by the Word of God. He has provided all that we need for life and godliness. Our soul must be saved if we're going to make it to heaven. Our soul is going to have to be saved. Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." Saints of God, we must be born again. We must make the changes that we need if we want to make it into heaven. So in this lesson, I'm going to show you what the soul is. We just gave you a definition of what it is. We're going to show you what it is, and we're going to show you how to restore, how we can have our soul restored according to the scriptures. David said in Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." This is what we're talking about. We have to have our soul restored. And he says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let's read that third verse again. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See, now he's leading us in these paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So he'll know where we're supposed to go and how we're supposed to go. And the scriptures are those paths of righteousness that he's leading us through. So when we get in the word and read the scriptures, we're walking in those paths that God is leading us through. Amen. So pay attention to that third verse. And it says, God will restore our souls. So what is David trying to say to us when he say God will restore our souls? Our mind must be restored. Our mind is the essential part of our soul. It controls our thoughts, our thinking, our ability, our reasoning things out, how we reason things out. We possess how we possess our vessels in holiness. You know, our processes of our thoughts, that's what the soul consists of. Our thoughts, we process every thought comes through that soul. Our intellect, which is our ability of the mind to identify and solve problems, all of this is what the soul consists of. And saints of God, we need to know these things if we see, because sometimes we're acting out and we're acting in ways that we don't quite understand ourselves. So when we understand that the soul consists of our mind and it must be restored, it is the most essential part of a human being is the soul. You know, it controls our thoughts, our thinkings, our ability, how we reason things out,